East Coast Breakfast.
We want to talk about what's happening in Venezuela. I honestly was gobsmacked. My jaw was on the ground. I did not believe in our lifetime we would witness a Western nation invading another and kidnapping their president. Just that. Let's leave out all of the, well, the oil's ours. We wanted the oil. And I know the irony of the largest oil deposit on the planet just happens to be attacked by the U.S. After its oil mongering throughout the Middle East. But leave all of that out. You invaded a sovereign country and kidnapped their president and his wife.
Yeah, I guess if you're a country and you don't have nukes, anybody could come for you now.
But that is...
essentially.
See, that's the problem, right? So the reason why the world has been relatively peaceful, or certainly hasn't had a world war in the last 80 years, is because of the United Nations and the establishment of NATO, which said, for all the Western countries, if anyone picks on anyone, no matter what size you are, you pick on all of us. Well, the biggest one of all of us just went and picked on one of the smallest.
Yeah.
260 million versus 30 million, 1,800 nukes, zero nukes, and that's where... And what does the rest of the world do? My reaction to the apathy from everyone in the world is I'm gobsmacked.
Yeah, but I guess until it happens closer to home for a lot of people...
How much closer do we need?
Get it. No, I don't think people
realize
it.
We had a bombing in Nigeria.
Yeah, we did. And but also, it would have to happen right here for people to be, oh, okay. But also a lot of people believe the propaganda by the particular president that says they've got drugs or their drug leader. And the Colombian president, he might be coming for next. And the Colombian president hasn't played games. He's gone to Twitter and he says that he will take up arms and he will not let it go. He will, you know, he says Trump has been slandering me and they'll be coming. He says they'll unleash the Jaguar of the people.
Do you think the people have fallen for that propaganda? Because if you believe that the Marines went into Venezuela because of the drugs, that means that you also believe that Russia went into Ukraine to take care of their rising Nazi situation.
Probably.
That's what they said. Did you believe? Oh, then you believe that the British came here to build roads.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But you get those people.
Oh, I'm just checking how far you take the whole, I believe
people,
that.
But 100%, those are the people that think that and think it's okay.
To build roads.
give us literal infrastructure.
It's literally come and ready. In our lifetime, we're witnessing imperialism. We're watching the feudal order. This is the kind of politics that we have protected against for over 80 years. And I know that the United States has been sort of breaking it every now and again. The rules, they break the rules. You know, let's just go into Panama and take away their leader. Let's replace the leadership of Iraq and of Vietnam or whatever. We understand that, and the world hasn't really done anything about this. But it's never been this brazen and this, we will do whatever we want to do. And now they've extended it. It's not America first. It's Western Hemisphere first.
But it's like high school or school where there's a bully and nobody can do anything about this big, powerful bully that has nuclear arms, that has an army that runs the world, that's very powerful financially, that who's going to stand up for us? Because the UN haven't really, South Africa's come on board and said they really desperately would like the UN to get involved and obviously call this to order and fix the situation, because you also can't take somebody to another country and then try them in your country under what... It makes no sense. It's the most bizarre thing ever. He did plead not guilty when he appeared in court yesterday as well, so...
So let me ask you that question. How do you feel as a South African that we're one of the few, a small handful of countries that are calling this out for what it is? Most other nations, including the United Kingdom, are saying that's their problem for them, and we're hoping that eventually international... I haven't seen anyone more Chamberlain than Keir Starmer, but no one's calling... We're the only ones calling it out. Yes. Are you proud?
Of course, but we've always...
Well, you're a little bit like worried. Like, South Africa, can you just pipe down?
No. Yeah. I knew immediately Ronald and Cyril, they'd make a statement and this would be it. We have always stood by the side of
justice,
what's right for
correctness.
Since 94. So here we are continuing to do this.
Halala.
We stood up against Iraq, no.
Yeah.
Palestine and Israel, we were in that situation. We always get ourselves involved and in trouble. So here we are again.
On the right side of history.
On the right side of history.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.